You are listening to My Comeback Podcast with Michelle. Variety of topics are discussed, mostly related to self-healing, making a comeback after setbacks, and other ramblings of an overthinking introvert. Hi guys, it's Michelle. It's Tuesday night, about 10 o'clock. As you know, my number one thing I wanted to manifest this year was inner peace. And while I have manifested things that I think will bring me to that point, and they certainly have improved my life, I find myself keep sabotaging that manifestation, that wish, that New Year's resolution, whatever you may call it, in different ways. One of those ways I've discussed is overthinking, and I'm just going to give you a couple examples. Maybe I'm thinking about doing a mini series or something in this podcast. I don't know. You know how I started some mean reds? Maybe it'll be more mean reds, or maybe it'll be its own overthinking thing. But so, you know, Christmas time is coming and everybody's Christmas shopping. And my family usually does Amazon to make it easier. And, you know, this end of year just really snuck up on me. And then I heard that we might be modifying how we're doing it this year. And, I just always want to get the right thing and do the right thing. So, in trying to do that, I think I ended up bugging people more. In trying to not say, I don't know, whatever you want to do, which stresses people out, I chose, let's go ahead and do gifts. And I thought, well, what if they didn't really want to and they were wanting to know what I wanted to do? So then I then went, after saying, hey, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? Should I send this or, are you going to make your list? Bugging them about it. Then I just woke up this morning and thought, oh, you know what? They might not want to do it. And they were just putting it on me. So I said, if this is something that you don't want to do, that's fine. I don't want you to make you feel like you have to do that. And then, of course, that made them probably feel bad too. I don't know. So that could have been taken wrong. And then I started thinking about it being taken wrong, right? And so I put that past me. And then work was one of those, Mondays tend to be slow, but Tuesdays pick up for it because everybody seems to build up and then just give it all to you. So I was like crazy gangbusters day today. And on the way home, I keep getting people cutting me off because I'm just always leaving, the car length and a half between me and the car. And it just one right after the other is just cutting me off. I'm really practicing trying to be patient, not letting those things bother me. A couple times it snuck up, but I was able to stop it. So I guess I did pretty good there. And of course, I answered emails and things like that. And then pretty soon it's bedtime already, okay? Or almost. Then I made the catastrophic, stupid decision of looking at one last YouTube video. I was just going through and looking at, in my interests. I've been really into lash extensions and doing them at home and that kind of thing. And then somehow, I don't know how, this one video that has nothing to do with what I usually watch, and I don't even know why it caught my interest, but it was this car on a dark freeway, and it's, live. raw footage, and I clicked on it. And let me tell you, not over was I an overthinking person this morning, but this just really cemented the fact that I am an empath. So how do you know you're an empath? When you click on a video like that, and you feel like you are one of those people on the freeway of this 6-car pileup with this guy watching it, and there's nothing you can do about it. And just I started feeling nauseous, and my heart was racing, and I wanted to, not like cry, like sad boohoo girl cry, but like it was too much. I mean, but, you know, not, I didn't, but, because I caught it, I thought, that was just weird. But, just, why would somebody do, why would I watch that? You ever wonder, you ever do that to yourself? Why would you click on that? And now I can't sleep. And all I wanted was peace tonight from kicking myself about overthinking this morning and busy day work. And now I'm just like dealing with all the emotions almost as if I was in a car wreck. Has that ever happened to you? Are you guys empaths? Have you ever seen something like that and felt that way? Or is that just empaths, I guess? Or I don't know. It's just amazing. It's just, you just have to laugh at yourself and shake your head. It's like, and then what do you do after you watch it? So it's like, of course, this overthinking introvert here. I replayed it and replayed it. It's like, hell, I need to stop. How do you stop? So I just thought, I don't know, I'd record this. And I might not release it as an episode, but maybe it could be like my own personal journal, or who knows. But how do you recover from that? How do you then go back to sleep? How do you find your peace? That's the question. Do you go back on YouTube and try to find out a video that's the opposite effect? But then, you know, then you get the blue light, you know, it's not going to help you sleep either. So as I've said, I'm sure you've listened to other episodes. If you haven't, go, please do. Past episodes, there are tools that I'm working on, that I've worked on, that I've used. So I probably need to do those. Man, it just really surprised me that that affected me so much. And if you're an empath, please don't watch that video. I actually thought about recording this, that I might put that link in there just because people will be curious. And I thought, oh, I was kicking myself for doing it to me. Why would I do that to you? I don't know. Let me know. What do you think? Should I put that in the show notes? No. I guess I probably didn't or won't, but I guess I could add it later. I don't know. I don't know if that's something that should be done, but it wasn't gory. It wasn't blood. I could, you know, but wow. PTSD or something. I don't know. So long story short, if your goal for the year, and the number one thing you want to manifest is inner peace, don't overthink things, and don't watch horrific car crashes at 9:00 at night before you go to bed. This has been a public service announcement. The more you know. Until next time.